Psalm 60. Now, this is a psalm when David and his men were fighting Edom, and they didn't win to start with. They got beaten the first time, and this taught them something. So, O God, you've cast us off. You've scattered us. You've been displeased. O turn again to us. You've made the earth to tremble. You've broken it. Heal the breaches of it, for it shakes. You've shown your people very hard things. You've made us to drink the wine of astonishment. So we do go up and down. We can't win every time. And these problems that we have, including our own failures, are used by God to teach us. And he says, you've given us the wine of amazement. Now, when God gives someone a cup of wine to drink, it can mean one of two things. When God gave Babylon a cup of wine to drink, it meant you're condemned. And it's the same here. They feel, oh, God's against us. He's given us a cup of wine to drink. But then in the New Testament, we're told that the cup of wine we're given from the Lord is the cup of blessing. And that's why Paul says, examine yourself when you take the cup of wine that you don't drink to your condemnation. So we have a choice. We're either going to live forever when we come to the day of judgment, or we're going to be condemned and die forever. That's our choice. And that is always the outcome in the end of every choice in our life, either for God towards eternal life or against God towards eternal death. But then David's mood changes a little bit. But you've given a banner to those who fear you, that it may be displayed because of your truth, that your beloved may be saved. So save with your right hand and hear me. And then we come to the victory. God has spoken in his holiness. I will rejoice. I will divide Shechem and measure out the valley of Succoth. Gilead is mine and Manasseh is mine. Ephraim is the strength of my head. Judah is my lawgiver. Moab is my washpot. I will throw out my shoe over Edom. Who will bring me into the strong city? Who will lead me into Edom? Won't you, O God, which had thrown us off, and you, O God, who didn't go out with our armies? Give us help from trouble, for vain is the help of man. Through God we will do valiantly, for he it is who shall tread down our enemies. Though vain is the help of man. Maybe they failed the first time when they were fighting Edom because they were trusting in maybe some strong friends, so-called, from other nations. But in the end, all human help is absolutely weak. And this is something that if we're sensitive to God, we learn through our lives that only God can help us in the end. And that what seems so strong, humanly, can never be strong compared to the help that God can give.